Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take one sliced amen break and make it feel like four or five different drummers without changing the notes. We'll do it with groove pool tricks in Ableton Live 12, then we'll arrange those feels into a proper drum and bass structure so it evolves like a real tune. Intro, drop, variation, fill, and back to the anchor. This is intermediate territory. You should already be comfortable warping, slicing to drum rack, and editing MIDI. The new muscle we're building is using groove pool like a performance macro, timing, velocity, and a little randomness, all controlled per clip. And the big mindset shift is this. In DNB, the MN isn't looped, it's performed. All right, set the stage. Set your tempo to a real DNB tempo, somewhere between 172 and 176. I'll start at 174 BPM. Create an audio track and name it Amen RAW. Drag in a clean Amen sample, classic, modern recut, whatever you've got, as long as the transients are clear. Before we slice anything, we need this break to sit right on the grid, but we don't want to overwarp it and smear the attacks. So double-click the audio clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. That combo is a big deal for breaks, because it keeps the front edge of the drums punchy. Now find the first clean downbeat. Usually it's that kick right at the start of the phrase. Right-click there and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then check your loop length. The classic Amen phrase is often one bar, sometimes your source is two. Make sure the loop is actually the length you think it is. Here's a coach note. Only add warp markers where the sample drifts. If you put a warp marker on every transient just to force it to the grid, you can end up with a break that looks perfect, but sounds kind of papery. Minimal correction, maximum punch. Cool, now we slice. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. Use the built-in slicing preset for now. Ableton creates a drum rack with each slice mapped across MIDI notes. Often it also generates a MIDI clip that recreates the loop. If it doesn't, don't panic. You can quickly make one by converting drums to MIDI as a starting point, or just draw one bar clip and copy the rhythm by ear. But ideally, you've got that original playback MIDI clip because we're going to duplicate it and transform feel, not content. And that's the key concept. Same notes, different feel. Now go to session view and duplicate that bass MIDI clip a few times. Name them so you can think like an arranger, not like a scientist. Something like Amen Tight, Amen Roll, Amen Shuffle, Amen Fill Push, and optionally Amen Half Time if you want a breakdown vibe. Next, open the groove pool. In Live 12 you can open it from the view menu, or click the groove icon. Then in the browser under grooves, grab a few candidates. Swing 16 is a good baseline, MPC style 16 swing is classic jungle flavor, and if you have SP style grooves, those can get grimy in a fun way. But here's the sneaky pro move. Extract groove from a reference loop. Drag in a modern DNB top loop, or even a break you love. Right-click it and choose Extract Groove. Now you've got a groove that carries real micro timing and dynamics from a legit performance. That's often better than choosing a generic swing preset, because it includes the little human lies that make a break talk. Now we assign grooves per clip. Take a groove from the groove pool and drag it onto Amen Tight, or select the clip and choose the groove in clip view. Do that for each clip, and then we sculpt the groove parameters in the groove pool itself. Let's start with the anchor, Amen Tight. This is your drop main loop. You want it aggressive, stable, and mix-friendly. Set timing around 10 to 20%. Random almost off, like 0 to 3%. Velocity low, 0 to 10. And set bass to 1/16. Bass is like a limiter for how weird the groove can get. If your groove starts feeling like a drunk drummer, bass at 1/16 pulls it back into usable DNB territory. Now Amen Roll. This is movement without losing control. Timing around 25 to 40%. Random 3 to 8. Velocity 10 to 25. Bass still 1/16. The idea is that it starts to lean and breathe, but it still drives forward. Now Amen Shuffle. This is where the Amen starts speaking in sentences. Choose a swing heavy groove, like an MPC 16 swing around the high 50s up into the 60s if you've got that style available. Timing 35 to 55%. Random 5 to 10, velocity 15 to 35. This is your ghost note magic clip. And now Amen Fill Push. This one is about tension and release. You can use the same groove as Tight or Roll, but crank timing higher, around 50 to 70%. Keep random low, 0 to 5, and velocity moderate, 5 to 15. When this clip appears, it should feel like the drummer is leaning into the bar line. Quick teacher note, groove pool is more than swing. decide what stays stable and what gets loose. In most DNB, the backbeat snare is sacred. The ghosts, little pickups, and hats are the playground. So here's a practical trick: if your groove makes the main snare feel late, don't throw the groove away immediately. Instead, anchor the snare on purpose. You can commit the groove, then manually nudge the main snare hits back where you want them. Or, if you want the cleanest control, split your MIDI into two layers, core and ghosts. Core is just kick and main snare. Ghosts is everything else. Put a tight groove or no groove on core, and a heavier groove on ghosts. That is one of the best ways to keep drops punchy, while still getting that jungle chatter around it. Now, before we start arranging, we need to talk about auditioning grooves fairly. Velocity changes can trick your ear. A groove might sound better just because it made the loud hits louder. So when you're choosing timing, temporarily set groove velocity down to zero, or drop a utility after the drum rack and level match while you audition. Choose timing with your brain, then bring velocity back with intention. Once a clip feels right, commit it. Select the clip, go to the groove pool and hit commit. That writes the timing and velocity changes into the MIDI notes. This is huge for arrangement because now what you see is what you hear. Your edits behave predictably, and you're not constantly fighting a moving target. Even better, commit in stages. Stage 1. Commit timing only. So set velocity to 0, random low, commit. Then do your edits. Then reapply a lighter groove, maybe timing 5-15%, add a touch of velocity and a tiny bit of random, and commit again. That gives you human feel without losing intelligibility. Alright, arrangement time. Go into arrangement view, and we're going to build a 32-bar phrase that feels like DNB. Here's the blueprint. Bars 1 through 8, intro and pre-drop tension. Use Amen Shuffle, but make it lighter in tone. High pass it with a filter so it feels like it's behind a door. Add a pad, noise, or a riser. The point is, same break, different energy. Bars 9 through 16, drop A. Twitch to Amen tight. Let it ride for a full 8 bars. This is another coaching moment. You need a stable anchor so the bassline can do work. If the drums are constantly changing, the whole track feels smaller. Bars 17 through 24, variation without changing the beat. Alternate every 2 bars between Amen tight and Amen roll. Tight, roll, tight, roll. That gives movement, but the listener still knows where they are. Bars 25 through 32, fill and return. Near the end of the phrase, bring an Amen fill push for the last 1 or 2 bars, and do a classic jungle tension move, right at the end of bar 31. Mute the kick for an 1/8 note or a 1/4 note and let the snares and ghosts run. That tiny hole creates instant urgency. Now add 2 quick edits that basically always work with an Amen. First edit, snare flam or double hit. Find the main snare slice. Add a quiet extra hit, a 30-second note before the snare, or duplicate the snare and nudge it slightly earlier. Keep that first hit low velocity so it reads as a drag, not a mistake. This pairs beautifully with Amen roll and Amen fill push. Second edit, kick drop plus ghost takeover. Once every 4 bars, remove the kick on beat 1 or beat 3, just once. Then slightly raise the ghost note velocities, or let your groove velocity handle it. It creates that falling forward roller sensation, where the rhythm feels like it's being pulled into the next bar. If you want a little extra forward energy, here's the negative swing illusion. Ableton doesn't have a single push knob, but you can fake it. Commit your groove, then select only the notes right before the snare, like pickup kicks and little ghosts, and nudge them a few milliseconds earlier. Leave the snare where it is. The backbeat stays solid, but the groove feels like it's leaning forward. Now let's make it hit in the mix with a clean stock processing chain. On the drum rack track, start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not trying to remove body, you're just clearing sub-rumble. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs snap, a small boost around 5 to 8 kHz, then drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, boom very subtle, 0 to 20, because we don't want the break stealing space from the sub, crunch around 5 to 20 for grit, transience plus 5 to plus 20 for that crisp snap, then saturator, analog clip mode, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, listen for density, not harshness, then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue the hits together. If the saturation makes things spitty, add another EQ8 after distortion and do a narrow dip around 3 to 5 kHz. and if cymbals get fizzy, gently shelf down above 10 to 12 kHz. This keeps loudness without the ear fatigue. Optional but tasty. Make width without losing punch. On a brake bus, make an audio effect rack with a center chain that stays mostly mono, and a sides chain that's high-passed around 300 to 600 Hz, with a tiny chorus or short delay. Blend the sides quietly. The core stays centered and smacks, while the air moves around your head. Also optional, a jungle air return. High-pass hard around 6 to 8 kHz. Subtle saturation, short reverb, low mix. Then send the brake into it lightly. You get that crisp halo without washing out the groove. Now, quick warnings so you don't waste time. Don't overswing the main drop loop. If your main snare starts feeling late, the whole track loses impact. Keep the anchor tight and let the variation clips do the flexing. Don't avoid commit forever. If you keep swapping grooves without committing, your edits won't behave and your arrangement will feel like it's shifting under your feet. And don't let velocity groove wreck your balance. If ghost notes get too loud, the break turns into a mess fast. Be intentional about velocity ranges and level match when auditioning. All right, let's lock this in with a mini practice you can do in about 15 minutes.